Passion with My Eyes Have Seen, the King of Glory. Such a great song. I definitely needed to hear that one today. My name is Owen Farley, and you're listening to Impact 103. We're going to have a great conversation today, something that is definitely on my heart. And, you know, I love this time with you because we get to be real. We get to challenge the way we think and be transformed into the very image and the likeness of Jesus, which is love. Just love. He loves. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm really, really so grateful for that. So Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he is the rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out." Now, if you love someone, in my opinion, you try to make them happy. You know, when you love someone, you just care about what they think. You care about the way that they are throughout the day. So if us having faith is able to really make God happy, then I want that. I want to say, okay, Lord, what do I need to do? How can I grow in this aspect of my life? How can I grow in faith? And how can I just love on you? So you're being real with Owen Farley on Impact. And I'm so, so looking forward to this conversation. Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, and the title deed of the things that we hope for. Faith, firstly, I want to say this. Faith is for right now. Okay, it says now faith is. It's for right now. It's not for another stage. Because sometimes I think we get caught in just saying, okay, Lord, you can do this, but you'll most likely only do it later. And we put God kind of in this box and say, okay, we expect you to do it, but it's okay if you don't do it now. But I feel like God just really wants to do it for us now. He wants to do it for us now. He said, now faith is. So I want to kind of challenge that mindset that we kind of expecting God to only do it later if he does it at all, and challenge that and say, okay, no, let's have real faith that God can do all things. He can do all things. And through us, we can do all things as well because Christ strengthens us. So we just need to trust him. We need to trust him to be sovereign and to know when is the right time to do something. You know, it says, carrying on with that scripture, it says that now it's the confirmation of what we hope for. Faith is the confirmation of what we hope for, you know. So having faith firstly begins with hope. If we can get to a place where we can just hope, sometimes I feel that we think, man, I don't think I really have faith to move this whole thing that needs to be moved. You know, it's like, man, how do I really just stand? And God says, you don't need a massive amount of faith. You just need a mustard seed of faith to be able to move the mountains. But it starts with your hope. Can you hope that it will happen? And I think, just to be real, I think a lot of us find it a lot easier to just hope that it can happen. And then in that hope, God says, okay, now you're hoping. Watch, the confirmation of what you're hoping for is about to come because you already started to place your faith in me. You've already given me an opportunity to work. And so in our struggling to believe and ask God, we can just sit there and say, okay, Lord, I believe in what you're saying, and I'm hoping for this. I'm hoping for you to move. I'm hoping for you to change my relationships. I'm hoping for you to just do something. And God says, trust me. And if you trust me, I will do exceedingly abundantly and above all that you could ever hope, think, or imagine. So trust God to be God. Trust God to do what he says he's going to do and put you in that place where you can say, okay, I don't need to have a massive amount of faith, but what I do need to have is that hope. And if I'm struggling with my faith, I can just ask him. You know, the Bible says to just ask and you will receive. It's very simple. It's so awesome the way that God has just set it up for us, because he's just saying, if you're struggling, if you're doubting, it's okay. It's okay. But ask me, because if you ask me, you will receive. It's very, very simple. And then in Hebrews 11:1, it says, being the proof of the things that we do not see and the conviction of the reality. Faith perceives as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. And I guess my question is, how can we get to this place where we know without a shadow of a doubt, we have like this conviction of the reality, and it literally only comes from one place, and that is time with God. It comes from time with God. It comes from seeking His face, and then He brings the confirmation to the things He's been speaking to you about. If you don't spend the time to talk to Him about what you're going through and invite Him into that situation, He's never going to be able to tell you and talk to you about that situation. And that's what brings the conviction. That's what brings the surety, because you know, if God told me, then what can stand against me? If God is for me, what can be my foe? So I can trust God. He's not a man that He should lie. So now, if He's told me something, I can now expect the confirmation if it's from Him. And when I get that confirmation, then it's sorted. Then I know that I know without a shadow of a doubt, and have this conviction that I'm going to see what I'm believing God for. Brandon Lake with Always Holding On. Such a great song. You had me singing in the studio, Mr. Lake. I'm telling you. You know, I was talking about faith today. And something that has really been, I don't know, just like coming back to me, I guess, is just the remembrance of the things that God has done. You know, the things that God has done already is absolutely amazing. And it takes me back to, 10 years ago. When I first got introduced to really who Jesus was, and He took me into full-time ministry, and I was saying to the Lord, "Lord, show me really who are You?" And He showed up in such an incredible way. I remember being at Varsity and Him say to me, there was this conference that was happening in Hollywood, and He was saying, go to the Cry, and when you go, you're not coming back to study. And I must admit, that moment really freaked me out. But I just remember that moment saying, okay, Lord, if You're really real like this, You need to give me the confirmation. And He brought the confirmation, and then I ended up within a week resigning from Varsity and had 200 rand in my bank account, and was saying, okay, Lord, now what? Because I need to be on a plane that's heading towards LA in no less than 8 days. And I was saying, okay, God, I don't know how You're going to do this, but I trust You. I have faith that You said that You would liberally supply every need according to Your riches and glory. And in that moment, I realized that there was something that clicked inside myself. It was the fact that I can really take God at His word. If He said it, then I can trust that, because He's always going to follow through. And I started trusting the Lord to bring in the finances. And I was asking Him, what do You want me to do? Do You want me to go out there? Do You want me to, like, you know, beg on the streets? Like, I didn't really know what to do. And then the Lord said to me, all I want you to do is I want you to testify and I want you to pray. And so I started doing that. And within 1 week, God gave me over 25,000 rand to be able to actually go on what He had asked me to do. And I realized that because I was in the will of God, He was really providing everything that I needed. Let's look at what 1 Corinthians 5 verse 7 says. For we walk by faith. We regulate our lives and conduct ourselves by our conviction or belief respecting man's relationship to God and divine things with trust and holy fervor. Thus we walk not by sight or appearance. I love this scripture, you know, like not walking by sight, but walking by faith, because I realize how much I've really needed to put this in practice constantly. I think specifically with a dream that you have that you really want to see come to fruition, you're like, Lord, I know you've placed this desire in me. I know you've placed this desire in me, and I want to see it really flourish. I want to see me walking in the fullness of what you've called me to be. And for years, the Lord had me in full-time ministry, and I had this burning desire inside of me to really wanting to be in the entertainment industry. And because that's where I really had felt that the Lord wanted to call me to go into. And he said to me, just when I had left Matric, go into the entertainment industry and take it back for my glory. And I was like, man, yes, Lord, I really want to do this. This would be super exciting. And I had this burning in me to really see that happen. And for 10 years, nothing really happened in regards to this, because God was taking me and teaching me about his kingdom. He was teaching me about love. He was teaching me about what it really takes to believe and have a relationship with him. But now I've reached a season where those things that I've been trusting God for, I'm actually starting to see. Like, even the fact that I'm here on the radio station, busy talking to you now, such a testimony of things that I've been praying for the Lord to work in me and prepare me to actually be able to talk with people about who God is. And I just want to encourage you, if you are still believing and trusting God for that dream, that purpose that he has placed inside of you, like the scripture says, don't walk by what you see. Don't walk by what you see, what you feel. I mean, I've had people that are close to me didn't understand what was happening in my life, and they said to me, man, I really need to have faith for you to walk a life of faith, because I love you, and I you know, it's like I want you to walk in the fullness of who you are, but I don't see it happening. Like, what are you doing? I don't see it happening. And right there in those moments, I realized that, God, this is a faith walk. This is a faith walk. I need to be able to see you and what you're saying, not about what I see here in front of me, not about what I feel. And what's so amazing is when you go through a time like that, where you actually are able to endure all the way to the end of what God has asked you to do, you actually receive the promise. You receive the promise, just like Abraham received the promise of Isaac after many, many years of believing and trusting God at his word. It's possible even for us. So what's amazing is, though, even when you go through that, what you come at the end of that time, you come up with a testimony. You have a testimony of victory, of you being able to stand on the word of God, and you're able to see what God actually did in your life. It says that we have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So let me know if God has done something like this for you, if you have something you can really testify so that you can share the victory, you know, share what God has done in your life, because it really just encourages others to really place their faith and have a relationship in him, because he is really faithful. So let me know on our WhatsApp line 071-364-0376 and let us celebrate God together. We received a beautiful voice note from Marina. Thank you so, so much for sending that through. Really encouraged me. But she was actually saying how she has been, like 10 years ago, she got married and she was trying to break generational curses in her own life and her own relationships. And she was going through some marital issues even in her first year. And she was trusting and relying on God and saying, God, where are you? Please, can you come into my situation? And I just want to play this to you, because this last part of a message is such an encouragement to anyone going through exactly this.
A word, Isaiah 61 verse 7, that said, for your shame, I will bless you with a double portion. And I didn't have children. I was 32 already. I didn't have children. And I prayed and I prayed. I would look at the stars and I would ask God, where's my double portion? Where's my Abraham, where's the promises of a generation? How am I going to break these curses? And today I can tell you I'm 38 and I have two beautiful children. Who knows where they came from, because I could never have children before. And I'm just telling you, if you hear a word from God and God speaks to you, you do not know what He's doing in your shame, in your pain, in your heartbrokenness. You do not know where God's working what out. If you hear that still voice from just leave it, just let it go, I'll fight for you, then you should listen to that still voice. Because I can tell you now, this year me and my husband will be married 10 years. I have been devoted to God for 10 years for my promise towards God. And I'm telling you, He's blessed me.
Wow, 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 Marina. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, not only, I mean, that testimony is such a huge one. Not only has God moved in restoring relationship, you know, bringing what you were praying for as in children, when you couldn't have children, that is exactly what God did with Sarah. I mean, thank you, Jesus. What an amazing God we serve, you know. And it just reminds me so much about what the Bible does say about faith. You know, like Marina said, if you hear the still small voice, don't let go of that. Hold on to that. And so Romans 10:17, it says, so faith comes by hearing what is told, and what is heard comes by preaching of the message that came from the lips of Christ. You know, so, and then there's a scripture in Romans 4:20 that is exactly what Abraham went through. He said, no doubt or unbelief or distrust made Abraham waver, doubtfully question concerning the promises of God. But he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. So two things that God right there is telling us. If you need to build up your faith, number one, get in time with me. Memorize scripture. Tell me what, memorize what I'm telling you. You know, just like Marina said, she got that scripture from God in Isaiah 61. And it was exactly what she needed. And she held on to that. And then all of a sudden, after holding on fully throughout that term that God had like asked her to do, she was able to walk. And as it says in Romans 4:21, be fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep His word and do what He has promised. So thank you, Jesus, for such an amazing, amazing thing. He is working right now, right today. And guys, we can trust Him. We can trust Him to pull through. If He pulled through for me, if He pulled through for Marina, He's not a respecter of persons. Of course, He is going to pull through for you as well. Man, I love what's happening this morning with people just sending through testimonies of the goodness and greatness of God. I have someone here, Margaret, who sent an amazing testimony. And I really feel that this is something that a lot of people have been going through, specifically during COVID, was a time of just having real financial difficulty. And she said that 2.5 years ago, she was out of a job, and she was going to lose her car. Her home loan was, being handed over. She needed money for school fees, and she was really praying and trusting the Lord. And during all, she says, and during all of that time, I continued trusting and knowing without a doubt that God was going to come through for me. And then in May 2021, God, in all His goodness and kindness and unfailing love for me, created a position for me. I love the way that you put that. He created a position for me. And they got one of the directors of the company who was an ex-colleague to headhunt me, and God has blessed me with an amazing job in a managerial position. From going through all of that, God blessed you, created a position for you to have a managerial position. I mean, come on, that is so, so beautiful. It reminds me of a time that I was actually out, I was working at a children's home, and we were out busy preparing hot dogs on the street to bring in finances for the kids. And at one of the bakeries that we were getting hot dogs, the buns from, there was someone inside the shop that just looked really down. So I went up to him and told him that Jesus loved him, and just wanted to ask if I could pray for him. And he said yes. And it turns out that he had received debt from a father that had unfortunately passed away, but it was a tremendous amount of debt, and he was like only 22 years old, didn't know what he was going to do with this amount of debt to start off his life with. And right there, we just said, okay, Lord, we trust you. Please, can you come into this situation? And so we prayed for that debt to be completely canceled and that God would make a way where there seemed to be no way. And a few weeks later, I met the guy again. He came through to the hot dog cart, and he was testifying to us about how God, he went to go and actually pay a down payment towards the debt that he had. And the lawyer's office said, no, you don't need to. It's been fully paid. And he was like, what? Like, by who? And so they went onto the system, to find out who paid the debt for them. And it says unknown. And he just knew right there at that moment that God had paid all his debt. And he said to me, it was 120,000 rand worth of debt that God had cleared. So if God can do that for one, God will surely do that for another. And we've just had this test in me with Margaret. I know that I've been living by faith, and God constantly is providing for me. So if God is able to do this, where he says, I will liberally supply every need according to your riches and glory, then we can trust him. We can trust him as a heavenly father that loves us. It says in his word that if we go to our earthly fathers and ask them for a loaf of bread, is he going to give us a rock? Surely not, because of our earthly father's love for us. But how much more? How much more is God really going to provide for us if we are seeking his faith and have a relationship with him and just saying, God, please, I need you. I need you to come and do something where it can only be you. It can only be you. So I'm just asking you to come into my life and to do that. So right now, before we go into any other music or anything, I just really want to feel like I need to pray. Let's lift up finances to the Lord and say, Lord, come in and do your work. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, right now, I lift up anyone that is seeking you on regards of finances. God, you said in your word that you will provide. You are our provider. So Father, I pray that that becomes personal to every single individual that is listening. I pray, Father, right now that you would come in and take a hold of the financial situation. Whether there is debt, I pray that you cancel it in Jesus' name. Father, I pray where there is a lack of jobs, that you will provide jobs in Jesus' name. And not just jobs, Father, that is there for the money, but jobs that are there also for purpose and destiny. Father, just as Margaret said, Father, that you created a job, a position for her. We pray that as well. And I pray, Father, that anyone that has even just a mustard seed of faith that can come into agreement with this prayer, Father, you will do it. For you said, when two or three agree on a thing, it will be established. So we trust you, we thank you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. It has come to my end of my time with you. I'm Owen Farley, and thank you so much for such an encouraging time. I feel so encouraged with everything that has happened this morning and actual real testimonies of what God is doing. And I really pray that you guys really received it too. You know, that we can go into today and take it by and just say like, Lord, you've got this. You've got me. I'm going to step into what you have for me and not going to allow anything to stand in my way, because if you're on my side, I know that this is going to work, you know? So God bless you. God bless you, anyone that's listening. And have a great day. And just remember to keep on being real. Be real with God, and he'll be real with you. And just remember also that Jesus really does love you.